There you go. Just like I promised. See, if you listen or watch via YouTube, that would have made sense. Because I've been talking for minutes now. Minutes of gold.
Felt like hours.
Yeah. Everybody, it is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I am joined by the beautiful Bill
Oh,
Rowland.
Thank you. Yes, that's very nice. Oh.
Yes, thank you.
Bill, radio vet. Bill, how long have you been in radio at this point?
Oh, entirely too long.
He's slumming hard with us. We also have Eva Crickshin.
Hi.
And Joe Gagliardi.
Hey.
Yes.
Did it just get fatter in here or what?
All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I did suck it up and briefly go to my 20-year high school reunion.
Woo!
Nice.
I saw a comedy show that, to use a term, a hashtag that the kids love, triggered me.
Hmm.
We had a triggering.
Mm-hmm.
And what the hell else we got? We got Joker movie.
I saw the Joker movie.
I like the Joker.
Okay.
Makes you sound like an old Jew. I went to see the Joker.
Which one? The Joker.
The Joker. The new one. With the Joaquin Phoenix.
Apparently.
His brother died.
His brother died, you know, in the Viper Room.
Riddle.
Nobody died there when it was Chasen's.
Do you know that he was in a cult? Do you know that their family was in what was later recognized as a cult?
Yes.
Like when they were growing up?
Really?
Oh, yes. Everybody knew that but me. Right.
I kind of forgot it if I knew it. Yeah.
No, I knew it.
True story.
I've been down that Wikipedia rabbit
hole. Yeah, because they have a sister that just looks like Joaquin in a wig.
Yeah.
But I still hit it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny Cash in a wig, why not, right? Yeah. No judges here.
For the stories.
Yeah. Can you walk the line?
Yeah. Ring of fire.
I mean, you don't need to be, like, attracted to someone.
No, hell no. I mean, just for a story?
Yeah.
I don't really
know.
Yeah,
that's all you need.
I mean, okay. We've been down this. Bill's too much of a man to ever do this. He would never slum it with a male celeb. But if I had to do nothing, just receive, for the sake of the story, like I get to put it on Snapchat for proof.
Maybe
some hand, maybe some hand shit. You know?
Mabes.
Like just to me.
You know,
not having to touch it, just to me.
Just a tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels.
You kissed a girl that's so gay.
And you liked it.
So we're going to start all of this, but first, Eva's mind was blown, Joe.
Yeah.
We're throwing you to the wolves right now.
Do
yeah.
it. Send it.
I mean,
plop into the alligator pit.
So I walk in. I'm a little late. I apologize. I'm usually very, very prompt.
She
it's
is.
One of my things.
Apology accepted.
Thank you. And I go to my usual chair. I was told that Mr. Gagliardi had adjusted said chair to his specific
girth.
Caboose.
Caboose. Fine. I'll sit in the middle. Two handsome guys. One I get to gaze at. Two two next to me. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Gaze is the right word to use.
Yeah. And then
horrible.
Mr. Papa Giorgio pointed out that he thinks that Gags chose that chair because it's closest to the camera.
Because he would. Because he's a disgusting animal that projects his feelings onto others.
And then... then,
well, it gets better.
It gets better. It was pointed out that after we are done doing this little comedy show that brings a little light into our dreary
lives. A little
lives.
Mirth. Merchants of Mirth. That was the original
the Gags
podcast.
Gags drives
title.
Home to Maryland, the state that God forgot, sits entire family down.
Yeah.
Oh. And makes them watch.
Oh.
And makes
so we're
them
going,
watch.
We're going there.
And makes them watch.
Do you stream it? Do you stream it like to the television?
Yeah.
Do you Chromecast it or do you make them all gather around like a laptop?
They're all, I know they're all watching live right now or they won't eat tomorrow.
I picture him marching around like Hitler in the bunker with just a Luger in one hand and the cyanide pills in the other.
Whoa, buddy, my last name is Gagliardi. I'd be Mussolini at best.
Access powers,
Jesus,
boy.
Don't be racist, man.
So you make them watch the show?
Eva, hopefully their bonds haven't come undone, so... they're
stop,
forced to...
stop acting like you make them watch live. You guys watch it afterward.
I mean, I like to think, Eva, I like to think that my family's my biggest fan. I can do no wrong. Yeah. I know. It's just good. It's just
the
best.
No, it's nice. It is nice. My family would never, ever.
My mom quit like 2 months ago.
No, it's because this podcast sucks. I mean, why would your family tune in?
I don't even tell my family that I'm on it.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, Bill, right? It's embarrassing.
Bill's family has no idea who he is.
I know. Yeah, no, none.
I mean, the thing is, so the conundrum I found myself in when I first started doing this.
I'm going away for a few days.
That's right.
Papa's like, hey, man, I want you to be on my podcast that I've had for 12 years. I was like, my God, you must have like 5,000, 6,000 subscribers. And then I go on a YouTube and I'm like, oh, I'm subscriber number 234. So that's an average of what? 17 subscribers a year for 12 years?
To be fair.
I'm pretty sure the other five people that listen.
The podcast predates YouTube. That's all. Yeah.
It's what you think about it, it's amazing.
It predates it the really, word it podcast. Really is. Like I used to just have a website I would dump the MP3s on, and I was completely ahead of the curve. And in that 12 years, I've now been lapped. Like
you're just dumping MP3 loads.
Yeah, I mean
it's terrible.
It's pretty much horrible at this point.
No, I got to be honest. It's not easy to get feedback, so I don't force them to watch. I just politely suggest if you want to keep living in this goddamn house, you know, watch the podcast and tell me what you think about it. Because apparently nobody else will.
It's like an angry football coach the day after a game. They're just review. Now watch this here. See how I set this joke up? We're going to rewind this. We're going to watch this again.
Note the eyebrow raise.
Get the notebooks out. I want you to write this down.
They're sitting there in their C4 necklaces.
Oh, God.
You're the funniest, Dad.
There's like... There's like a Saw movie style puzzle that if they don't actually watch to completion, like a saw comes out of the wall and cuts their head off.
If they laugh at anybody else in the pod.
Oh, yeah. Brings out the cigar cutter, takes off a toe.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody mentioned that Eva's pretty. I almost kicked the table over. I was like, but what about me? How does my beard look on camera? Mm-hmm.
Your beard is looking nice today, actually.
It's all right. Yeah, it's fresh. It's
a little
bit fresh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, very little popcorn in it today.
Yeah.
No hot dog residue.
Yeah. So, no, it's good to know that I'm mocked and ridiculed for providing the only viable feedback for this show that exists on planet goddamn Earth. I'll be sure to stop doing that. And we could just take Papa's opinion for, oh, hey, Papa, how was the show? I don't know. I didn't listen to it.
I give them credit. They at least talked to your face about it. They didn't go behind your back, which I thought was where it was going to stay.
You know? I started talking about it, and then Papa was like, save it for the pod.
That's really embarrassing when he doesn't know it's coming. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I know this is like just the mark of a rank amateur. I don't want to listen to my own stuff. The analogy I use is taking a shit. What kind of maniac turns around and starts picking through that? No, you're like, that felt great. Flush. Goodbye till the next one.
Well, wait a minute. Can I ask a question? Do you not look at your poop?
Oh, I definitely do. I definitely do.
Well, you're supposed to. You got to make sure there's no blood in it or I don't know, whatever was, you know.
Doctors do say you're supposed to.
Yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe your butt plug popped out, Pop. You don't want to retrieve. They're expensive. That's the inflatable one.
My jewel plug, yeah.
You know, yeah. The one you control from your phone.
Oh, God. Yeah, he was going on about this. Bill, you're slightly more innocent than us in a good way. Hey, do you know about these, like, these pink vibes you can shove up in there and then, like, they're Bluetooth operated?
Wait, I don't know.
How do you know they're pink?
I've seen a million of them on, like, camhorse.com and whatever else I whack it to.
Wait, what is this? This is the whole thing.
Okay.
Why do you think I don't know about this stuff?
Oh, you know?
I know all about this stuff.
That's
all
right, rude. So he was the innocent.
All right, so here's the thing. You'll have these camhorse, as you eloquently call them.
I used to be friends with a girl who literally modeled on camhorse.com.
Yeah, it is camhorse.com or any of those.
Now, she was great.
Any of those sites. But they have their little contraptions that they... will, you know, use. And that's how they make their money because you donate so many tokens.
And you hear
tokens.
Chatterbait. I have a big one.
It's what they call them, tokens.
You hear the ding in the background of the donation.
And they're like, oh, thank you, Papa's Beard. And it'll say, like, you know,
Papa's Beard.
Yeah. It'll, whatever your screen name is, and it'll be like 20 seconds for, you know, 40 tokens get you 20 seconds of, you know, of what is it? Soft vibration.
Yeah.
I mean, of course.
No, you hear the ding and it triggers their little vibe for a second. It's like, oh, thanks, son of gags.
Yeah, right.
So people do this like while they're at work,
you can do it anywhere, but these are women that are making money online.
So they're almost like the most sane use of this technology.
Right.
Because they're plugged into their computer and then you're like, oh, here's some money, vibrate for 3 seconds.
Right.
And they have to act like, you know, the same amount of vibration that would occur if the dryer was finishing its cycle. Right. Like they have to act like they're.
Well, the microwave buzzed.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Same vibration if you dinged a bell in a hotel from 1950. Right. You know, like it's just nothing. But they have to be like, ah, thank you.
Yeah, and the more.
Joey to Marine.
Joey to comic. That's becoming an inside joke. We're going to have to start explaining at some point.
But just your dog shit Twitter handle?
No, long story short, when I was trying to set up my comedy socials, I used as a placeholder my nickname from high school, which sadly was Joey Gags, being as my name is Joey Gagliardi.
Yeah.
And
you're on my phone as Gags.
Michael Johnson, regular podcast guest, and Papa Giorgio, like, literally called me at home moments later and were like, Jesus, man, please. I mean, unless you want to, like, headline the Reston Holiday Inn for the rest of your goddamn life, you got to come up with something better. Joey the Gag Master.
Did you go with Funny Joe then?
Yeah.
isn't that what everybody else does?
And that's the problem.
Right?
Because I'll type in Joe, and Twitter is such a piece of crap when it comes to auto-populating.
Yeah.
It never picks him up.
Never.
It's always like, oh, you know, some girl I talk to named J.O. comes up before this guy.
Joey
that's
the
a
comic.
Girl. That's a girl, J.O. Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Josephine.
You're typing the letters J.O., but that's not what it references
to. Yeah, thank you. Right.
Joey the Comic sounds like the premier bar mitzvah. Like, just a comic that runs Northern Virginia and Maryland.
That would be Saul the Comic. Oh,
nice to be here with all you goyims.
Yeah. Opens for Shakes the Clown, right? It's a whole tandem act.
So, yeah, we've just expanded on this to all of his
Shakes
potential
the clown.
Future, like, dog shit stage names. Oh, I go with right now Joey the Laugh Master.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Comedy pro tip, you got to spell laugh with two F's.
It's true,
and then you're
yeah.
not a hack. And then you're not, yeah.
I thought comedy came in threes.
Oh! I don't know why we.
It's just. Well, I'm starting to see the theme of today's show.
Yeah. All right, take the rubber fist out of your ass and put it in mine. What we got next?
Well, all right.
Who's yeah, so these pink things, I don't know what they're called. Like
vibrators,
yeah,
I believe? I don't know.
Whore tooth? I don't know.
No, it's just like a. It's
and they
like
go
a,
in your butt?
They can go wherever.
Well, they pretty much go in any orifice you'd want them to.
They could go in anywhere that has an opening, I suppose.
Yeah.
But why would you put one in your
They're
ear?
Like the non-gendered youth of 2019. They'll go wherever don't care. They call the shots.
Were you... That was a little bit... I feel like... Were you eagerly... Were you just curious? Or were you like, please, can they?
Can
tell
they,
me, please?
Yeah,
duh. Yeah,
can they please
of course,
go
yeah.
in the butt?
You're like, wait, can they go in the butt?
She's so sick of her toys exploding when they enter her butt. She needs a good butt-proof toy.
I really need like a solid butt-proof.
Yeah.
Something to
she
go up
there.
She's
sick of having to dip her vibes in latex paint like she's making a candle.
Yikes.
Yeah, why like make me work harder? To stick something up my butt.
What's the Nikki Glaser bit
Grease
about?
Those kids.
The Nikki Glaser bit about needing three toys or something, and she's holding one of them with her foot because she's just like it's so desensitized down there.
Yeah,
that she's vibrated her vagina all to pieces.
She has, yeah. That thing's shaking like the Memphis Belle coming home after flight 25. Yeah.
Yikes! Too soon.
It's true. Those poor boys making home alive, having to live through what this country is in 2019. Moment of silence.
And that's our show.
Bill's just twiddling his
thumb. I'm just, yeah, I have nothing to add right now.
You're just in awe.
You just have to know when to lay out. Let the master run their craft.
or watch the house burn completely down.
Either way.
Yeah, either way. Either way, you're getting a new house. You know? Nah, that would be, I got to tell you, I don't, if I was a woman, I don't know that it would be exciting to me to have, one, something in me all day long, and then, two, some dude somewhere else arbitrarily controlling its... Like, that's the thing that,
what's the fun
that I read
thing?
About is that, like, so you get this for your woman, and then she can keep it in all day long, and you can remotely from your phone, wherever you are, like, all
Never,
of a sudden
like
start
she's
buzzing.
Right in the middle of a business meeting, you're like,
yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Won't this be funny?
Yeah.
Watch this! And
okay, having never had a vagina... Eva, clear this up. How much
in more ways than one?
Yeah. How much grip strength does that thing have? Like, if you're putting that thing up there, can't you just be striding around and it could go thwomp right onto the office floor?
If you're doing
your
if you're doing your Kegels every day, you know, if you haven't seen like thousands of,
we got Bill chiming
right.
in.
No, because here's the thing. I'm always fascinated with this. You're like, why would it just slip out? Do you not understand how things work? Do you not understand how girls have tampons and they don't just come flying out?
They
just,
they
you're not like stepping on them every 5 feet in the grocery store.
It's not like a
what
Tupperware
container.
I mean, there's a certain weight, a certain heft to this. It's like a feather doesn't fall the same way as, you know, a piece of lead. I don't know, man. I figure if you have something in there, I'm thinking if this were built in like 96, like it's just like 8 pounds of machinery up there.
How big do you think these things
what
are?
In God's name?
It's just probably like 6 ounces or something like that. But I'm just picturing, I don't know, man. What? It's
you just want it to like fall
I mean, the
out?
The ones that I've seen, and again, maybe I'm wrong, are actually smaller than tampons.
The one I saw that when the article popped up on Facebook, I was like, yeah, I'll be reading that. Mm-hmm. It was very small.
Yeah,
it was like a
tiny.
I don't know what its size reference. It was like half of a pen. I don't know.
That's falling out.
So I mean, the ones that I'm talking about look like almost like a horseshoe with a fat end, and it kind of like it half sticks out.
You're clearly not talking about
the same.
That might be a different.
I know what he's talking about. The it's not really a horseshoe. The thing that sticks out is the antenna. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there has to be. I mean, I'm sure 10 years from now we'll be finding out that these irradiated vaginas.
So pretty much, you can be walking around and it just looks like you're, you know, a pre-trans woman, like just with a big pecker poking out, like a Finkel is Einhorn moment.
Yeah, it's not going to fall out.
Yeah, that's the point being. It's you're not going to be dodging them.
I haven't
on the subway.
You know, it's also designed to stay there.
I haven't had to reciprocate in a number of years. I pay $300 to lie back, and things are done to me. Okay,
to me.
Yeah,
and that's the member discount.
Exactly. They'll sometimes be like, "Do you want F me?" You know, or they'll indicate I could go down if I want. I'm like, why?
No.
God. You could just. Yikes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That's. We talked about that. You
stop. We did.
You can't go. You can't go.
If I want to look like I licked a beehive, it's like I just walk in the studio nonchalant the next week. The next time I come back from New York, and I just have a goatee, just a Van Dyke of herpes sores.
Just yikes!
You'll know what's up.
That'd be the least of your problems. Yeah. Good Lord, you are disgusting.
Did you just get out of a huckleberry pie eating contest? No.
Huckleberry pie.
It's pie eating contest.
It was rhubarb.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. Are you falling out of these chicks? Is that why you ask? Because you're like, oh man, I can't. I keep falling out.
Yeah,
oh,
no. It pretty much. Yeah, banging with the matchstick. Yeah. God. That's great.
Yikes. My micro penis.
MP. We have a term.
I heard a joke on a podcast earlier. So I can't claim
wasn't
this
one.
I can't claim this. No, it wasn't this. It was a funny podcast. I was forcing my family to listen to also. It's a hashtag callback. No, but it said, you know, if Mike Rowe had a small penis, would he have a Mike Rowe penis? Yeah. Yar. Oh, that makes you really, that makes you gasp. God. The next topic is going to involve shit. So let's see where this goes.
Yeah. Let me trigger Joe's buzzer.
Oh, it fell out. I'm so shit. Son of a damn it!
It fell out of a big horse pie crapping ass ear.
It's just ridiculous. Did you really quote like the high school physics experiment where like you in a vacuum you drop a bowling ball and a feather and they fall at the same rate? And I mean, you just unbelievable. That was your supporting documentation. Well, you know, if they were in the vacuum of space, it might fall out. Everyone would make fun of me, guys. Life.
Re-entering the atmosphere, a loose vagina would cause much more resistance. It would be a horrible material to build the nose out of the shuttle out of. Sorry.
Good God in heaven.
Eva's laughing. Thanks.
Just ridiculous.
How old are your kids?
I actually do have a 16-year-old son. Yeah.
Oh, this is great for him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
no, he said, I don't know if you're listening, buddy. Shout out to the campfire over there in Annapolis.
I like Sebastian. He's imprinted onto me.
He's
a
good
dude.
Oh, I
love that name.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was his name.
Yeah,
it's a great name.
Nice name.
Does he go by Seb?
I call him Basher.
Basher.
Basher. Senator Bashington.
Yeah. I had a friend, Sebastian. We called him Seb. I love that.
Seb, yeah.
Oh,
great name.
Really?
Sebby, mm-hmm. Seabass.
No, Seabass will routinely put on the Papa's Basement makeup, and people think it's a Joker thing, but it's not.
Yeah. No, it's just a psychosis thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Joker.
You saw Joker? Uh-huh. Okay, Bill, you see Joker?
Nope, I have not.
Do you have any interest to see Joker?
Yeah, but I'll probably wait for it to come out on like Netflix or something. Cause
that is the answer of a man who has had sex. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I think it's an answer of a man who doesn't want to get shot in a theater.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it. So before you ask, I've not seen it.
Oh. You seem like you would kind of be pumped to see it, though.
But I read all the spoilers, so I know what happens.
Oh, oh, damn. Why do you do that to yourself?
Because I want to make sure it sucks. You know how much movies cost? B-R-O-K-E broke.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Oh, but Joe, we pay you in so many laughs.
Well, I know. You pay me in all the, you know, the
hot dogs.
The fun times.
Yeah, and the hot dogs.
Yeah.
Just a pack of SKs a show.
Yeah. The ballpark size.
We can't even give him Hebrew National.
No, just SKs. Yeah. With the Oreo bird on it.
Got to be the all beef. You know? Don't bring that mixed pork shit, lips and assholes. I'm not down with that.
You saw it. Okay.
I don't know. I really, really enjoyed it.
Really?
I did.
I see.
It's not like you. So I was thinking about it, and it's sort of. You know when you watch The Sopranos, and to you.
No, never.
Yeah. Okay. So you're. To you, the Sopranos, like Tony is the good guy and the FBI guys are the bad guy.
Yes.
You know, and you're booing them, even though essentially they're doing the right thing.
Yeah,
and Tony
is a murderer.
Tony is a murderer, sociopath that cheats on his wife.
Spoiler
and is a horrible
alert.
Yeah.
Like, you're rooting for the Joker, and he's a horrible, horrible human being.
Bad tipper.
Yeah, just a terrible tipper. No, it's like, he's such a phenomenal actor. Joaquin.
Really?
Yeah. And we have a matching scar, so we're we're scar buddies.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Did you get on the set of Gladiator, or what happened to him?
No, I got mugged in New York.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Yikes. That really happens.
Yeah, it does.
That's scary stuff.
And they made, the director made, like, no qualms about, like, this, I'm filming this in New York. Like, it's Gotham, but anybody that has been to New York or... I don't know if you guys know this, but I lived there for 11 years.
And got mugged. And got mugged there.
I did. I was asking for it.
What were you wearing?
Yeah, what were you wearing? Oh. How drunk were you? Mm-hmm.
That's victim blaming.
It's like New York, and Joaquin Phoenix is incredible. And I don't know, the editor in me, it could have been 20 minutes shorter, but I say that about every movie I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, I do. But... It was really good and scary, and I think you should go see it.
The question for me is, and I'm sure everybody said it's a really good movie, but when you look at the larger picture with the canon of Batman, did we need that backstory? Mm. Does it ruin it now when you go to the next Batman movie to be like, oh, I know what happened, he did this, this is who he is?
No.
Or for me, that's always been kind of the appeal is, what the fuck happened to this guy to turn him out this way?
That's a really good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you. Like, I'm trying to remember. So the original Halloween, they don't even really call him Michael Myers. He's just the shape. And, well, no, I'm stupid. They call him Michael like 1,000 times.
I was going to say, what
but in the credits,
about?
He's credited
like,
as the shape. No, sweetie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. The Nightmare on Elm Street movies, they never really called him Freddy. It was just weird.
He was just Pincer Hand. Pincer Hand. He's credited as the shape. I think of the credits.
Is he?
I believe he's just credited as the shape in the credits. And the whole thing is like, he's just a supernatural killing force. And then we have the Rob Zombie remake where it's like, his mommy was a stripper. And it takes away all the mystique. So I get where Bill's coming from, because the Joker's like, why is this fucking weird clown killing people?
Right.
And now we know.
And it's sort
everything.
Of, it paints
brutally as well.
John Wayne, or no, is that his name?
Yeah.
John
Bruce
Wayne's
Gacy? Dad? No, Bruce.
It paints John Wayne Gacy
John
in a
Wayne
bad
Gacy.
Light.
Yes, it does. And quite frankly, no, Bruce Wayne's dad is John Wayne, right? Yeah.
Okay, sure.
I think so. And
no, that'd be a weird name to
it
give
would
him.
Be.
It's
I can't
like
remember
Fred
now.
Wayne or
no,
something,
it's
or Frank.
I think it's John.
I'll save you. I don't believe it's John Wayne, because that would be
so everyone would laugh.
Weird.
You would see
Tom Wayne? I don't know. Anyway,
yeah,
it's sort of
Thomas. It's Thomas. It's
Thomas.
Thomas.
That is
Tom
Wayne.
Okay. Yeah. God, that's my dad's name. I should have remembered that.
Yeah.
But it paints him in sort of a dick way.
Oh, yes, yeah. He's kind of like the rich guy, and the Joker's the have not.
Yeah.
I mean,
the ne'er-do-well.
I'll say this to Bill. They reboot all of this shit
of course.
3 seconds.
Of course. No, I understand all of that. But and I haven't seen all, 57, whatever it is, of the Marvel Universe of the Infinity Stones and all that, the Avengers. I haven't seen all of those. So I get they're going to reboot and Spider-Man's in half of them. He's not in these other half and now they can't have him and Spider-Man's over here, whatever. But the Joker has always been, no matter how you did it, he was always the mystery. You can never, as a movie watcher, I think it's going to be hard to remove yourself if you've seen this movie and you know the background story. It's going to be hard to remove that now when you go the next Batman or whatever, or Suicide Squad, which I guess he'll be in the next
one. How great would that be if they had this movie and then your next Joker is just back to Jared Leto?
Just
Nicholson.
That'd be great.
Joke. He'd be so good because he's straight up senile now.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine just giving him a gun on set? The makeup, but he can't remember his lines.
Do you know he made like a deal in Hollywood back in the day where he gets paid? Like, he's making money off this Joker movie. Like, he made deal where anytime they use the likeness of Joker, he was making money off the Heath Ledger, off Suicide
Good
Squad.
For him. He should.
Off the animated version. So he took a pay cut initially to take that role.
The number on the back end.
Took the number on the back end.
Smart.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, God. Who was it who did the opposite of that with Star Wars, I think? God, was it like Alec Guinness who was just give me my 10 grand?
Somebody.
Idiot.
Somebody gave
it Alec Guinness, genuine class.
Alec Guinness, dipshit.
Who was
March your ass right off that bridge over the river, Kwai. Someone just took the points, didn't take the points, and just took the money up front.
This is going to be a crap. It
might have been Alec Guinness because he probably looked sci-fi bullshit.
I knew he thought it was like an idiotic movie.
Absolutely.
Like, he was
Something
livid.
Needs to pay for my gin.
Come here, Gunga Din.
Come here.
Gunga Din. Nice reference. Now, Bill, let me ask you this. So your concern primarily, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that perhaps in the next Batman movie that Joker does appear in, you might be more sympathetic to the Joker, or at least somewhat confused in who am I rooting for here?
Yeah, I don't know about sympathetic. I don't know that I ever go the route of rooting for the Joker if it's in a Batman movie. Yeah. You want the character to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know that you're sitting there going, man, I wish he would beat his ass one time. Yeah. That stupid bat, I'm tired of him. Unless it's Val Kilmer. And then we always root against Val Kilmer when he's Batman because he sucked at being
George
Batman.
Or George Clooney.
Agreed. Yes.
With his bat titties.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I think just what it is it's not that you're going to be sympathetic towards him. You're just not going to be, like, every time I saw even Nicholson's Joker or Ledger, any of it, you're always sitting there going, what fucked this guy up to be this way that he's going to walk out in a nurse's outfit and blow up a hospital? I mean,
it's so twisted.
Yeah, Ledger is like, that dude got it right. I'm trying to remember who the director was. He did the
Christopher Nolan.
He got it right where he was like, it was a very Michael Myers-esque thing. Like, this is just like a force of nature. Whereas Nicholson, they show him falling in the vat at least.
Yeah, but
right?
You still don't know. That was more, the cartoon, an homage to like the 60s Batman series. You still,
Cesar Romano.
You still didn't know exactly, okay, he falls in the vat, but there's still to be something in his background that pushed him forward.
When are we going to get another Joker that just puts the makeup over his mustache? That's what I find. Cesar Romero.
A Romero. What did I say? Yeah. Romano. Yeah.
That's Ray.
Hi.
That's Ray Romano.
Can I bounce
something
off you guys?
That's interesting, though. I like that. I loved it, though. Sorry.
No, please. It's okay. No. Eva. And that's our show. Nice seeing you guys. I'm out.
The next
Eva
words
Fiction,
out of your mouth
better
be a Cesar Ray Romano impression.
Hey, guys.
I can't do Ray Romano.
They're going to talk like a clown. Like Bert from Sesame Street.
Where's the Joker's brother?
No, it's
sorry.
All good. It's all good.
I just
stream of consciousness, man.
I just like what Bill had to say. I didn't think about that because now I'm rooting for the Joker I want him to kill Batman.
I get it. Your vibrator keeps falling out and you're frustrated. That's fine. I understand. Hashtag callback. Hey-o. Oh, God. There's a joke that I wrote that I'm very proud of that I swear to God. My wife is always like, people don't get that joke. And I think it's fucking brilliant. And I want to know why. Right. So. The joke essentially is, I don't really get Batman as a superhero, right? Or that, at the very least, what is Batman's superpower?
He's rich.
Yeah, he's rich.
Yeah.
And he's a ninja.
The joke is, he's got to be the world's best do-it-yourselfer. Because who's changing the oil on the Batmobile?
Alfred?
Yeah. No, Alfred?
It's Luce. What's his name?
Lucian Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing all the maintenance.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like 70 years old.
Morgan Freeman.
He's turning
from the movies.
Have you ever seen maintenance on a race car? There's like 15 people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, who's lifting the chassis up? You think they designed the Batmobile?
Not all of us are obsessed with Guido sports cars. Like
you don't think he's got like 100 guys at Wayne Enterprises that know all this shit that would just be too boring to show in a movie?
See, that's the plot hole.
That's the stuff we want to see.
So I'm like, what are you going to do? You're going to hire a mechanic to change the oil and then kill him? Because you're like, I know where the
robot hands that do it in the Batcave.
You're
going to
drop it off
at
Jiffy Lube?
I mean, next you're going to be complaining because we don't get to see Batman take a shit out of the suit.
Well, I'm just saying, what's he going to do if he's got to piss? You know, in the minute you're flying around, that shit happens, man. He's a human. He drinks water. You know, he fights quite a bit. I'm sure he has to stay well hydrated.
Yeah, the bat suit just has this zipper in the back.
I frankly would like to see Batman pull up to a 7-Eleven for a Gatorade and a fucking taquito. You know what I mean? You got to fuel yourself up
and a
for crime fighting.
Call
for
it
God's
the Joey
sake.
Fly. The zipper in the
you know,
back.
That's a big plot hole for me, man. So who's changing the oil in the Batmobile? God damn it. That's an award-winning joke, you bastards.
If you go straight to it, that's fine.
Could be electric motor. May not need oil.
Yeah,
could be a Tesla. Could be Elon Musk.
And then he might have been ahead of all of them.
I love how he says Tesla, by the way.
Tesla.
Tesla.
I noticed it.
Tesla?
Don't backtrack. You were busted.
What did I say?
Tesla.
You accidentally said Tesla. That's
yeah,
all right.
I noticed it, too.
Well, it's, you know, I'm Italian. In Italy, it's spelled with a Z. Okay? Go fuck yourself. Jesus. Shit on Joe Day just because, you know, my vibrator fell out. One too many times to the well. Michael Johnson's listening. He's rolling his eyes.
I picture you with, like, 10 of them in there, like a pen jar.
Just... I was showing my son Marine Corps artillery videos earlier, and they have this like 10-foot pole where they ram in the rounds. That's what I pictured with Papa. Like,
sorry.
Got this ramrod. He's just jamming vibrators up his, you know, up his hindquarters. I hope they stay in.
Sorry, Dad from American Beauty, forcing his kid to watch this pod and then Marine Corps artillery.
I mean, it's cool, man, right? You know, when you're a kid, look at the.
He's 16. He just wants to watch porn and jack off.
Oh, come on,
why
man.
Why can't you leave him alone?
It's tough. I mean, you were 16 once, you know?
Yeah, and I'm just beating it, like, all the time.
Just cranking.
With anything I could find in the house that was lube. One time I jacked it with Lysol. Oh. Never do that. Never.
Oh, did you really?
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, never. I was a what? Lube. I just liked lube.
You sprayed Lysol into your hand? And
no, it was
it's
like
not even
it was like
slippery.
The golden colored, like the shit you would mop a floor with.
It's not viscous.
Oh my
Pledge?
God.
Was it Pledge?
It wasn't Lemon Pledge. It was
Pine Sol? Are you talking about Pine Sol?
Yeah, it was woman from Family Guy.
Does your goddamn crotch smell like the Pacific Northwest to this day?
Spraying my dick.
Jesus.
I know.
No. Yeah.
No, it was whatever. I don't know, man. Like, you'd put in a bucket, and then your mom fills the bucket with water and mops because she's a woman.
Yeah, that's Pine Sol. That's not Lysol.
Yeah, okay,
it's
Pine Sol. Yeah, yeah, Pine Sol then. Yeah,
Lysol is like the stuff you spray around your room when you
spray,
when
you're
at the flu or something.
Yeah. No, it was
why
like...
Why didn't you just buy lube?
I was like 16 or 14 or whatever the hell I did it.
Yeah,
the
better question, why even need lube?
I didn't...
You're 16!
I didn't like the dry rub.
Why don't you spit in your hand?
Nah.
Oh, God.
That's worse than a dog's mouth. Don't you know anything? Don't you know science?
Would you,
I don't know.
Would you want that? He doesn't even want his own spit on him.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds better than Pine Sol.
I'd rather
salt.
Have the Pine Sol.
I didn't think anything of it. I haven't told this story in a couple of years. I mean, there's not much to it. But, like, my top layer peeled like it was sunburned. Like it looked like a 7-Eleven hot dog the day after. And then I had to, like the way you peel sunburn away in strips. I had to do that. And guess what?
On your wiener?
Yeah, and in my wiener. It, like, went, like, a centimeter in there.
Did you, like, go to the doctor?
Nah, I just peeled away, and then I was fine. It looked, like, brand new.
Oh, my God.
It looked like baby dick in all the ways. Just fresh, tiny.
Your foreskin grew back.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Like, I just peeled away two-thirds of my dick. Like, when Arnold in T2 just pulls off his hand and shows the skeleton underneath.
Did you tell your mom?
Well,
dad?
Yeah, no, man. I suffered in silence.
Oh my God!
I was like a kid. I say I was 14. I had to be at least younger than that. Now that I think back, because if I'm 16, I'm old enough to drive and like buy some like Jergens at the very least,
right?
So I had to be like 12, 13 or something to be stupid enough to think that was a good idea. Yeah.
Something tells me you're not getting Jergens like an adult. You're getting like straight up Vaseline like a fucking animal.
Who, me now?
Just in general. When I was a kid,
there was a lot of Vaseline around the house, I guess, for like standard use.
Not enough, apparently.
And I would use that like all the time. And that does not wash off your hands. That is the worst jerk off stuff. Like, I ruined so many Super Nintendo controllers whacking it with that. And then afterward, my brother would be like, why is the control slippery? No reason.
Shut up, Will.
Yeah.
I got to start giving a fake name at the beginning of this goddamn podcast. This is fucking killing me.
Why, man? Now you're liberated. You're never going to work anywhere legit.
See? That's Papa's basement. It's where we all end up, where our careers all end up trapped.
I'm like the Joker killing your family. And I'm like, congrats. Now you're Batman.
Oh.
I've given you a gift.
I would like to learn how to do that dance down the stairs that Joaquin does. That's good times, man. That where he's like kicking his feet up and. You know?
Oh,
yeah. I don't know what you call that. Like the.
He was so scary. So good. I will say, though, sorry to backtrack to this. When you were watching him, you were watching Joaquin Phoenix. Heath Ledger disappeared into the role.
Ooh. I love how Meryl does that, too.
Oh, my God. Meryl.
I think Eva is dying for one of us to ask her if she's method. So let's go.
No, I'm not. Why.
You're not?
No.
Oh, you're not preparing for a role right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Your handkerchief.
There's no auditions coming
up. So you referenced that him killing the family. Is that how they played it out in this movie?
I'm not going to spoil it.
Well, at least in some of the movies, it's like,
forget, but
some of the cartoons or something, it's like Joker was the one that killed his parents, but not all.
No,
but in the actual story thread from the beginning, that's not who it is.
No. It's without spoiling anything, it's not Joker directly. It's sort of like the long and the short of it is that because of
more the long.
Commotion caused by the Joker, ipso facto, something happens, and then it's,
oh, are
it's
you spoiling sort of, like the new movie SOB? I'm talking about like
no, I'm talking
comics
about
from the 20s.
I'm talking about all the comics. Like in the all the comics, like, yeah, it's never Joker directly.
It's never.
Like,
I just say Joker.
I don't know if that's how it plays out.
Occasionally, it's some guy that they think might be the Joker. I mean, there's like 10 origin stories. I thought on this crap. Yeah,
well, it's a lot probably of you, but the main one is essentially that.
But you're right. He inspires like a
he
huge
inspires
riot.
Basically, he inspires criminals.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to watch this because it's the kind of movie that like little 12-year-olds, when they're not jacking it with Pine Sol, go and see, and they're like, this is the best movie since Godfather. And you're like, what are you even talking about,
right.
You
no,
little
it's,
ignoramus?
It's not.
And then they go and like, I don't know, do kids still do IMDb? Like, do you remember when like every
think?
Batman movie would come out, and it was just like, this is the third best film of all time? You're like, come on, go to hell, seriously. Like, there needs to be a one-year or a two-year voting moratorium on films. For IMDb.
Agreed on
I
that.
Mean, not that it matters.
Well, where is it on Rotten Tomatoes? I'm sure it's doing very well.
No, oh, it's lost it.
I thought it was doing well.
It was
really.
No, it's not doing well. It lost it. You know how the certified fresh label works?
Is it under 70?
It's under. Yeah. So it's if it's a big budget movie, they get the certified fresh rather than just the fresh label, right? So that puts it at the top of like search results and top of mind. But if it drops below 70%, it loses that certified fresh.
Okay.
And it's been dropping precipitously for the last.
The movie had a lot of problems, but his performance was amazing.
And that's the crazy thing about it. It was over in Cannes, right? And that where they debuted it, everybody went nuts. It was all 4 or 5 stars. And then like the first week it came out, it did great this past weekend, like 93 million.
It set a
record. Yeah, biggest October opening ever. But then I'm seeing people that saw it on Twitter or just online, people were saying, yeah, it was okay.
The movie was okay.
Yeah, that's what people... Yeah, but, I'm not talking about Phoenix himself, just the movie itself.
Yeah.
People were like,
well, I think there was like a
why
big,
did it get 4 stars? It wasn't
there's
all
a
that
big
good.
Backlash, too. I am enjoying...
Oh, glorifying the killing
and
everything.
I'm currently enjoying like 12 weeks of The New Yorker for $6, and I'll definitely be canceling week 12 until they just give me the offer again. I enjoy it. What can I say?
We get it at my house. Just take our copy when we're done.
I like reading it while I'm pooping on my phone.
Life in Chantilly. Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah.
Come read The New Yorker.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Sip a Moscow Mule.
Do you think Chantilly's like?
Good God. Well, it's bougier than... I don't have a New Yorker subscription, God damn it. It's like
you can get
$100 a year.
You can get them online. They're not that impressive.
Literally every like I just cancel And then they start spamming me with 12 weeks for $6, and I get a tote every time I re-up.
Oh, nice.
I got so many of those goddamn totes now.
Oh, can I have one?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
I got like, I think I got my third.
Thanks, yeah. Babe.
You know, yeah. It would be nice. It would be nice to get a little show gift every once in a goddamn while for schlepping down here to do this fucking
your
thing.
Your gift is the microphone in front of you, and you unwrap it with your every word.
The light bulb just went on. I know what I'm getting Papa for Christmas. I'm not going to say it. That's anticlimactic. Let's move along.
Okay.
Yeah. No, real quick though, Bill.
A Bluetooth vibrator.
Or everybody. Mm-hmm. Eva, I guess. Let's just cut Papa out. We'll stick with the three of us. No, but my understanding is that the plot is like, I've seen all these articles that's like, the Joker beginning explained. The Joker director explains the complex beginning, or like the ending explains.
Right.
It's all complex. No one's 100% sure, and it's supposedly was that way by design. And so that, my understanding is that
I'm good with that then, okay.
There's two problems. One, and Eva, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not a superhero movie.
No.
It's not
superhero.
Well, from what I read, there's no feel-good moments. There's no happy moments in the movie, period. It's like dark as shit.
Yep.
Right? So I think a lot of people are going into it thinking, oh, it's some, it's the next, it's not the Marvel universe, but you get the idea.
Right,
It's going to be like Robert Downey Jr. cracking wise.
Sorry, I'm just picturing Joe watching the credits roll on Schindler's List. What? Where? I know it's dark matter, but a little slapstick? What the fuck, Spielberg?
Give me something. Give me a chuckle. There's a happy moment in that movie. I mean, the whole end, right? Because the list, you saved them all.
Couldn't a Garing tripped or something? What the hell?
This guy.
They are known for their comedy.
I thought they were funny.
Too soon.
Sorry, too soon.
No, but my understanding is that's the problem with it. Is that people, like all these little dipshit kids are going into it like, oh, I'm going to go see a superhero movie or like a comic book movie.
Right.
And then they come walking out like, oh, that was terrifying.
Right.
Yeah, no. Don't take your kids to see this.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is it scary, like horror scary, or is it more like
it's disturbing?
It's
right?
Disturbing.
Yeah, that's how my friend that saw it. That's exactly how he described. He said it's just disturbing.
It really is.
So,
yeah.
God, New York in the '70s seemed cool.
Oh, dude, why do you think I watched The Deuce?
No.
Yeah.
The Deuce is great. It's nothing. It was an open air sex market.
Yeah.
You can also watch Taxi Driver for the same effect and just be like, oh my God. Like, I have two things. One, I just miss all the open air like prostitution. And two, I'm like, wish I could have invested. That's it.
In Apple.
Yeah. Like, everyone's just like, there, with a time machine, would you go back and like kill baby Hitler? And I'm like,
I'd invest in Apple.
I would have, yeah. I would have gotten this guy, Steve Jobs, give him a couple coins.
Yeah.
Little company called Amazon. Would have put a couple bucks there.
Yeah. Simple.
That's all I think about.
Yeah.
That and going back to like ancient times with modern weapons.
To be a god
just
among
to be
men.
A king. Yeah. Just, and then the Sphinx is just my double chin face.
Oh my God. Just ridiculous.
That's it. I guess that's the plot to Stargate, right? Now that
I was going to say, that's not, you're not really in the, you're doing that wrong. I don't know. It's all downhill.
Yeah, no, it would have been money to Jeff Bezos, money to Steve Jobs, invent the Stargate. That's it. Those are my three wishes, Genie.
Oh my God.
That would be, really?
Yeah.
I think one of them would
maybe
be
like watch better. Babe Ruth hit a homer.
One of them would be like, can I get a tripod, please?
A tripod?
Yeah, a tripod. A large penis.
Oh, like a huge,
a prize winning hog.
Yeah. God. You'd love nothing more.
I mean,
I don't even think you'd wear pants. You just walk around with it,
like
flopping
if,
around.
Okay,
hey,
I'll
if
say
you
this.
Got it, flaunt it.
If I had a huge, like comically huge dick, it would be out like at any open mic I had ever hit. Like in the back of the room, I would just have my dick out like Charles Tillman. Or not Charles Tillman, that's Peanut. Who am I thinking of? Charles Woodson, right?
What?
Who is it? The Last Naked Warrior. The guy that went,
I have no idea.
Fucking up names here. The guy that went from the Niners to the Cowboys, he's got five rings.
Charles Haley?
Charles Haley. There we go. Thank you. He was a fucking madman. Do you know this shit about him? He used to call himself the Last Naked Warrior.
No.
He would just jack off in meetings. He
what?
Was like, yeah. Oh, he was a madman. Read up. I mean,
I don't know about this.
He's on meds now, and it's like the story of triumph. But like, oh God, is a book, Boys Will Be Boys, yeah, about like the Cowboys during their Super Bowl mm-hmm. run. One of the best reads, because I'm a simpleton. Like, I can't handle
crack houses and all the
yeah,
whores
like
and
I
cocaine.
Can't do like yeah. War and Peace, but like, yeah, exactly. Like, Troy Aikman, by the way, like, really boring as shit. Like, really didn't yeah. get it. Yeah. They weren't like he was cheating on anyone. He was like banging some country singer, and then he started banging Nancy Kerrigan, which I forgot.
Did he really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Why?
Why?
You can't. Did you say you're kind of a simpleton? You can't get through War and Peace?
Yeah.
You can't get through The New Yorker, man. That's something tells me you're not yeah. you're not reading that cover.
Those
cover.
Articles are long. You like, look at the no pictures. Joke. You Those look at the pictures. Those are long articles, man.
Yeah. You're looking at the pictures.
I just read the fiction and the restaurant reviews.
Got a two in Zagat's. Can I ask a dumb question? Because I'm a simpleton, not from New York City,
not
like
from Chantilly.
like you hotshots.
Yeah. Right.
Is the Michelin restaurant ratings the same as the tire company? Why is a tire
I like
company?
To imagine
why is a tire
it,
company
I
reviewing
don't...
restaurants? You know what I'm talking about? The Michelin.
I think it was a travel thing. I think
is
that's
that what
how it started.
Oh,
yeah.
You're completely like the travel guide. Yeah. Okay. So probably is tires. Okay. Yeah.
But it is. The point is, it is the same Michelin. Mm-hmm. It's not just like a coincidence.
I think so. I won't swear by it, but I think that's how it started.
Does a man wearing the costume do the reviews?
Did you know the Michelin man is made of tires? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, you knew that? Well, why are they all different sizes? They don't sell bike tires. They sell... Right, I never got
there's
there.
There's even cars. Tires
just fat,
different
I
just sizes.
A fat goofball.
Do you know the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man made of marshmallow?
No, get
yeah,
out of here.
Yeah, no.
Nice.
He's not just morbidly obese. I mean, wearing a white muumuu.
Couldn't you technically just defeat the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man with a big flamethrower?
You can do whatever. Yeah, you can put him in a microwave.
S'mores for everybody.
Can explode in 3 seconds.
Right.
Oh God.
Yeah, so I will be, I pretty much every film at this point, I just wait for HBO because there's no greater delight in my life than Saturday morning, I hit HBO.com, hit the movies tab, and I'm like praying for something good at 8 p.m. You get a good movie that you didn't see in the theaters, 8 p.m., Saturday night, HBO, that's Nirvana, man.
Mm.
That is HBO paying off for you.
That's all you need.
It's the sweetest. And it's usually garbage. That's what makes it all the better. Like, I think we had Lego Movie 2 a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I don't get the Lego Movie crap.
Well, you're not six.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's not for you.
Right.
Yeah, it's meant to be, like, tolerable for parents of kids, but, like, I don't... No, I'm not gonna. And, I don't know, some garbage last week. So, I'm due.
You're due for something good.
Yeah. My last movie that I actually saw on HBO was the one about the cities that come to life and eat other cities.
What?
Oh, yeah. I just watched that. Mortal Engines.
Mortal Engines.
Oh, my God.
Sounds awful.
What a ridiculous. It basically, do you want to tell the, you want to give the rough plot? Because you're not going to believe it.
Pretty much. It's like after some sort of nuclear apocalypse, they go to some sort of like steampunk future past. And all the cities of the world are now like on tank treads or spider legs or whatever.
Gigantic. Yeah. It's,
and the big cities eat the little cities. So the movie starts with like London eating some little German hamlet or some crap.
Some little hamlet.
Bavaria.
Bavaria. And I mean, it had Agent Smith from the Matrix films. Right. I enjoyed it immensely. It was so stupid. It was CGI. There's nothing funnier to me. Then, because it was based on like a trilogy or a quadrilogy or some crap, so you know they were just hoping to strike gold and crap out five of these things, and it bombed so hard that was
it. You're, heard of
you're
it.
Never getting another Mortal Engine.
Never heard of it.
Excruciatingly stupid.
It's not.
I mean, like,
good.
But fun.
You couldn't suspend disbelief on hallucinogenics. Like,
to
take this
dumbest
movie.
Thing. There's all sorts of like. There's a this kind of androgynous Asian female character. I forget her name, but it's something like Soul Wind.
Yeah.
And at one point they're like, why do they call you that? And she's like, because my friend swore when I would die, they'd scatter my ashes to the winds so I know I'll always be free. You hear that and you're like, well, know how this bitch is dying. She doesn't die that way. They don't scatter her ashes to the wind. She just falls in a pit or some shit. That's
it's
it.
It's so...
I was like, I watched that. It's, what is the concept just called a Chekhov's gun? It's like if you mention a gun or you show a gun, it has to get shot later, you know, in whatever
it
later
needs
act.
To be shot.
Yeah. You're not just like, here's the old gun, and that was just fucking exposition. No, you show a gun, it gets shot. So if someone's like... When I die, my ashes get scattered to the winds. your fucking ashes get scattered to the winds. It ain't rocket surgery. Oh. And then she just falls in some rotten urinal.
Is it, it's not rocket
science
surgery?
Maybe?
That's
is
what
it?
Makes it funny.
Is it brain surgery?
When
or
you say rocket surgery, it makes you sound dumb. So
God,
it's funnier.
It's not astro dental work. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Tesla.
Listen, I'm just. That's how it's pronounced, okay? Nikolai Tesla. He
says
was Russian.
You.
It's not Tesla. There's, it, if it was Tesla, there'd be two S's.
What?
Yes. Let me ask you this.
Tesla.
Do you testify or do you testify?
You testify.
You testify. You testify. I mean, just, you know, and that's our show. All right.
Sebastian, I want you to grow up to be a scientist.
Put your goddamn vibrator back in and shut up!
You want me to study the Jews, Dad?
Terrible. Too soon. Way too soon. You're killing Bill Roland over here, man. You're killing him.
I'm good.
He's good.
I'm good.
Oh,
he's good.
He's good. He's good.
Good.
It's all right. What are you going to do? You know, the Joker. The Joker.
Your reunion.
You sure there's some way you can't mispronounce that?
Wait a minute.
Joker.
Yeah, let's shift it. Let's talk about the reunion for
yes.
a second. Yeah,
sure.
Papa's 20-year reunion that we spent an entire show talking about how he wasn't going to go
yeah.
to. And then,
and
all
then
of a
guess
decides,
what?
It's a wild hair in his ass. Shows up at 12. Shows up at midnight, 12:30.
Yeah, 12:30.
Let's be honest. Looking to clean up some drunk tail.
Yeah, that's,
right?
that's
what it was.
The only
you're trying to swoop in.
Were you?
I wish I had that foresight.
You were trying to swoop in.
You guys give me too much credit. I really, I don't care to bang at my mom's and get into hotels. That's a lot of fuss.
That's why you go to their place.
I mean.
Yeah, nah, that's smart.
I mean.
I hadn't thought of that wrinkle.
Bill's
got me.
You're in your late 30s at this point. They probably. Aren't
don't
living
live
at
home,
home.
Yeah.
So
all right, yeah, rolling, old Captain Rolling.
Wait,
over
not
here.
Everyone lives at home with their parents. At this
yeah.
age?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, hold on.
Let me check. My, let me check.
No,
my
I.
John and I both live at home. Okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, but yeah. you no. could certainly go out and find somebody to take you back to their place.
Yeah.
We would like to refer to ourselves as parented adults. Like,
yeah. Papa, trust me. If you said to any girl that's willing to bang you, "I live at home," she's gonna go. Yeah, that fits. Yeah, not surprised.
Well, yeah, but then they won't bang me.
It'll make you, if anything, it'll
they
make
might.
You more endearing, right?
They might.
You're already getting a pity
all
bang.
You have to do is say, yeah, you know what?
It's a really small
I
house.
Take care of my mom.
There you go. Yeah. That's the winner.
Right?
That's the
there
winner.
So, like, yeah, what do I do? Home. Like, on the way home, text my mom, like, sit in a chair, pretend it's a wheelchair, blow into a straw, you know? Like,
no, you don't have to do any of that.
You don't just, have to do anything.
Okay. You come in, you go, hey, mom, this is my friend, oh, whatever, yeah. Karen.
I love Maria, but she'll just play it play it straight.
I'm going to bang her out, you know, on the other side of this 4 inches of particle board.
I don't know if you have to bring that up.
Yeah.
It is a tiny house. You guys lived in a tiny house before tiny houses were cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and also... He lives on small wood court. That's unfortunate.
Makes,
that's just unfortunate.
It makes the porn
it's a little
name
too on the
game
nose.
Always sad, a little too on the nose. Sad.
Can we get Eva's opinion? Can I be honest? I would venture to guess, but then again, I'm not a female, allegedly. Papa's biggest problem is not going to be living at home with his mom. Mm-hmm. It's going to be that you're a man, you're a grown man with two cats. That's the thing. That if
whoa,
I was a chick, I'd be like, oh,
no.
You are just horrible.
No.
I mean, it would
what?
Be horrible.
No. That's not the most...
I am a dog person. Let's just throw that out there. I'm not.
Yeah,
and
I knew you were cool.
Papa's cats are, they're cute.
There we go.
They're cute, but they scratch.
Someone's on the show next week.
Yeah, they do scratch, and they're not. They love Papa and Maria. That's about it.
So yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So like, no girls like. Oh, you have two cats. Get your pants off.
To be fair, they're more my mom's cats, and I just raised them. And now they're
you're
loyal.
Obsessed with them.
I love them.
You're
yeah,
absolutely obsessed with them.
I will say that. In my
I am a dog person through and through, though. I had two when I lived in New York. We did have a cat growing up, but it would disappear for 6 months at a time. It was
you let it be one of those outdoor slut cats.
We did.
Just went to other
we
houses.
Didn't. It wasn't an indoor cat.
Ew.
It was.
Was it neutered or whatever it's called?
Yeah. Yeah. So
no.
She never.
Yeah. It was like a completely outdoor cat that would just go to another family. Like you had a a two family cat.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do with cats.
No. Is it? I don't know.
No.
That's like a timeshare cat.
It's supposed to be with you and wake you up in the morning.
Oh, God.
Gross.
No, that wouldn't be a deal breaker, though.
No?
For me as a girl.
Oh.
You know what's funny is I had a friend who had two cats in the same colors as mine, even.
Mm-hmm.
And he also kind of had a little facial hair. Shane, if you're listening, buddy, what's up? I'm talking about you. And I remember at the time, like, man, he needs to groom his facial hair. Man, two cats, he's not getting any. And now I'm just Shane, but I live at home.
So when you showed up at 12:30,
yeah,
was anybody still there?
Yeah, it was still, I mean, there's a lot of alcoholics in this area, sir.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
And?
No, well, let me just preface it. I only went out because I got called out by a couple of friends to see the comedian Martin Amini perform. He's from this area. And he was at Beer Baron in D.C. And he did a set, like pretty much his entire openers were just local comics. But, okay, you know, dudes who had actually gone somewhere in life and done something. One of them was even introduced as primarily a podcast host before he did like a 15 thing. Then Martin came on. Martin, good comic. Then he started talking about like his dad running a business that he used to have to work summers when he was a kid. And he used to be a drug dealer.
And you were falling in love right there.
Well, no, I was actually, because then like, he was talking about his dad wanting him to run the business. But he's like, I have this successful comedy. It actually made me feel like complete shit.
Oh.
Like, I was completely feeling battered by it to the point, like, as soon as it ended, I did want to go home. But I left, like, feeling so sketched out by that. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to the stupid reunion. Because, like, multiple people had hit me up throughout the day.
Right.
Again, exactly, like, what I didn't care for. Like, people that, like, I loosely knew in school. Some people I didn't even talk to in school, but they liked my Facebook or whatever the shit. Were, like, hit me up on Instagram, like, hey, you need to come out. I'm like, do I? You know, like, I just want to sit home and pound off.
So where'd they have the reunion?
At Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Lovely.
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Wow.
So
that's not a large place. I guess if you're on the back patio.
Yeah, I did not know it had a patio. So they were just all out on the patio.
But still, that's not a really big place for a, I mean, that's
several hundred people. Yeah.
I've never been.
I mean,
it's in Herndon, which is kind of weird that you had a reunion all the way out in Herndon.
Apparently, they host all the Chantilly reunions.
Interesting.
Year after year at Jimmy's. So I went there at 12:30. I didn't have to pay the $65. So I'm driving there.
Smart.
I'm running so late. I even pay the $5 for the toll road, lest you think I'm completely cheap, to get an extra 15 minutes off my time. And at first I drive by and they're like blasting like Eve or, you know, like the Rough Riders anthem, just some shit hip hop from, don't get me wrong, that I loved, but like something from 98, you know, like Maze and Puffy or something.
Maze, I got you. You just did Tesla. I got you. Maze?
You did.
Or Mace?
Mace.
No, it's Maze. I thought he was pronounced Maze, for real.
No, it's Maze.
Mace.
It's Maze?
Yeah.
I thought he was Maze, like Indian corn.
Get out of your glass house and quit throwing stones.
No. Okay. All
it's
right.
Puffy and Mace.
All right. I'll fight all comers on this one, but let's Papa Sinks with the ship on the Maze. Papa Sinking on the SS Maze. I don't care. Playing taps on his little trumpet.
Native American corn.
Yeah, exactly. So I drive by and it's just like a couple like fat bald dudes smoking while, you know, this ghetto superstar is blasting. And I'm just like, shit, nope, and turn right around. And then about 10 minutes later, I'm just like, fuck it, go there. And I turn back around and I do show up. There's a couple people left that like I was happy to see, but most of them honestly were like people I didn't recognize.
Well, it's been 20 years.
Well, yeah, not just that, but like, you know, like the lesser players of the high school, you know, like, I don't know, the like trying to name the three
like
bullies
the king
on the Simpsons.
The king and the queen of the prom weren't there anymore.
Most people had boogied out by like 11:30. Because
right. They have lives, children,
they got kids,
families.
And stuff. Yeah. Like, I think it started at 8. So you're talking like a 4-hour run at that point.
Right.
You know, so I show up and yeah, I don't recommend doing that. I mean, if you just want to preserve the illusion that you really haven't aged that much, don't go to this. Mm. Don't go to the existential pit of hell that is seeing everyone who's aged 20 years. And admittedly, some people have kind of held it together, but even the people who have held it together, like they still have their hair and they're still thin, like there's still the ravages of 20 years upon that face. Like, just don't do it. Don't do it. I just...
And yet you haven't aged a day.
No, I haven't. Somehow more beautiful than ever.
So. Didn't get any numbers. Didn't nothing. Didn't try to even hit up any chicks.
Again, there were like...
Probably all married.
First of all, that. Second of all... Yeah, that's a man. That is a man. No, I just... I talked to a couple of my dude friends there. There weren't many people, period, honestly. And most of them were there.
Did Howard go?
With spouse. No, he avoided it deftly and wisely. I would say the highlight of the night was like there was some leftover cocktail shrimp. And I don't know who it was. I don't know if he was one of ours or not. But just like some really big and tall fat dude was just housing what was left of the shrimp like a goddamn bear broke into
the place. Sounds like a perfectly awful time.
It was very boring. Yeah, it was fun to see some people. Like, it wasn't all people that were like, hey, remember me? It was a couple of people where it's like, oh, shit, we were kind of friends that I haven't seen in 4 or 5 years. Like, what's up? Like, that was fun.
That's nice.
Yeah. Oh, someone, someone, like, was transitioning or something.
Who?
I don't know who it was, but, like, they were in heels and stuff, but you could tell they were, like, M2Fing.
Who?
I don't know.
Cool story, Hansel.
Yeah.
I want to know.
That was kind of the highlight.
Yeah.
It was my brother.
Yeah, it was Al.
It was Al.
No, and like no one was really tittering about it. And I was like, we're so sophisticated here in Chantilly.
Look how woke we are.
Yeah, exactly. It just takes you right back to high school.
Yeah. Like you're all like gossiping about
it. Oh my God.
My reaction, who?
Jeez, I'm hell.
Yeah. I don't even know if it was one of ours. I couldn't recognize one way or the other. But hey, good for them. I'm sure that was like the fucking highlight of the last year or something. He's awesome. Like, I'm going to show them all and cool.
Great.
That was, yeah.
Oh, I want to know so
bad. I didn't even get that number, though.
Tried and failed.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that would have been a statement, like me just tongue kissing.
This
floor.
Is how woke I
yeah,
am.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were trying.
Tongues agog, everybody. But no, that was it. And then I went home and I don't know what it is because I don't drink anymore. I was up to like 6 a.m. from having had 3 beers. I don't know what the hell's
alcohol
wrong.
Alcohol usually makes you tired.
I know. I have no clue what has happened to my body, what pills that I'm on that it's interacting with. I've killed like 3-ish beers late night twice in the last 2 months, and I've been up to like 5:30 minimum each night. I have no clue why.
It's very bizarre.
Jeez. No clue why.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
I don't know. There was three people in the live chat, and now there's zero. So good story.
Cool.
Yeah.
They were all the person transitioning.
You had them, and you lost them.
They were hurt by what I said. Well, okay. Look, why don't you start talking again, and Seabass and Priscilla can log back in.
Well. Who's going to undo the shekels? 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 It's a shekel.
Shekels.
Shekels?
Shekels. It was like is it the olden day Jewish currency or no? The shekel.
A shekel, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it, oh, it is, yeah.
It's like a biblical Jewish currency or Talmudic.
I have those things that force you to keep your eyes open. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a
cocaine.
It's like a it's like a
dude.
It's like a clip that holds your eyes open, so like you can't look away.
Clockwork.
What's the podcast?
Yeah,
I know Pop is disgusting to look at, but just
yeah,
hang in there. You'll be all right.
Do you want to? If you want to know about aging, I'll tell you about aging. So Friday, I realized like my stomach was starting to hurt. Like it's hurt for like weeks. Like my right shank. Is that a medical term?
Shank.
Yeah.
That's like a butcher term.
My right tenderloin was hurting. So
your flank.
Yeah, my flank. Yeah.
How about just pork belly? I feel like that fits better than anything.
My beefsteak. So my right side hurts and I'm like, yeah, I should get this checked out. This has been weeks and it's progressing and all that stuff. I go in. I get blood work done. I'm describing it. And Joe, as much as we're shitting on each other right now, Joe is very kindly like, bro, you're just describing gallbladder stuff. You're just going to get your gallbladder. He's like, you're not even going to get it yanked out. They're just going to use like a sonic ray to blast up the gallstones. You'll be fine. And I'm like, cool. Yeah. And our mutual friend Dawn calls me out of the blue. She's like, oh, my God, I heard like you're messed up. Like, if you need a ride to surgery, like if your mom can't take you, I got
Dawn
you.
Dawn is the best.
Yeah, she's really
Dawn,
an angel.
You're just the best.
Owns 2 cats, by the way. Something
that's
that
okay.
You hold against her.
That's okay because she doesn't have testicles.
Okay. So neither do I.
And neither do I.
They withered and died.
Because you put pine salt on them.
Yeah, yeah. Here is a sun-dried tomato.
Jacked off with sulfuric acid.
So I go in for blood work Friday. I'm like, you know, I'm not dying, but it hurts. Saturday, they bump me along because I'm like, look, I'm really in pain. Saturday, they do the sonogram on me. So literally, like, the fat woman I am just rolled on my side. They put the gel. Which,
it's a boy.
Yeah. So,
and what a boy.
It's a boy.
And
congratulations, madam.
Yeah. So what they, I got all my results Monday. It turns out, like, there's nothing wrong. They just think, like, I don't exercise anymore, so my abdominal wall is, like, turning to goo. Oh,
and I need good
to,
theory.
Yeah, I just need to, like, go and exercise and not be a fat pig.
And have you sensed the diagnosis?
I did 3 planks.
My God. For a total of 9 seconds.
I was going to say, how long for each plank?
Well, watching grand 90 total. Day Fiancé. And then I ate a tortellini dinner.
It was a grand total of 9 seconds between 3 planks, and the first plank was 10 seconds. You do the math.
Yeah.
The second two, he just laid on the ground.
Yeah. I call those girl planks. Yeah. Just rolled on my back.
Girl planks.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm just happy to be alive. Don't I sound happy?
Are you? Is happy the word you want to use?
I'm
you're
alive.
Just alive. How about that?
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Just alive. Yeah, you're hanging.
I don't like labels. Did just they... like my classmate transitioning.
Or maybe not your classmate. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Because of your awesome super
maybe it was
story.
A classmate's
date?
Paramour. Date.
Yeah, that. See, okay, that would have been awesome.
Even s'more scandal.
Yeah, like yeah. That would have been crazy. Like someone who was just like all straight-laced coming back. Because I don't know about you, but there's like in high school every, you know, you had like a couple kids per class that were just like, hey, I'm just really energetic. I'm really well-dressed. And it's like, I think that kid's gay, except, you know, 99, you said it in like meaner ways. And, you know, they kind of had to like come to terms with what they were yet. But I think in that scenario, you're just like rooting for like, hey, I hope he brings his boyfriend. Like, I hope he's figured out what's happening.
Of course.
And
of course.
He's down with it. But yeah, like someone just showing up with like a trans date, like that's kind of, that's a little, yeah.
That's woke, awesome. That's more interesting.
Yeah,
than that.
That's like really edgy. Like if I were actually into shock, I would do something like that. But
nah,
I just like vag too much.
I don't know. Is that is that shocking nowadays? That's not shocking. I think.
Mean, like in an ideal world, it's not. But it's Chantilly. Yeah. It's the back of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
So it is Chantilly. It is like this the town of the silver spoons and the fucking.
It really isn't. Either. If you
no,
Fairfax
no,
County,
it's like former.
Yeah,
horse
I wouldn't say that it's silver spoon.
No.
I mean, there are some rich areas.
How
but,
many MS-13 murders do we have a year?
Fair
it's
point.
A non-zero.
Is it not, is it Loudoun County?
No,
it's Fairfax? Close.
There,
to Loudoun.
There are technically portions of the Chantilly zip code that are Loudoun.
Yeah,
but it's basically Fairfax County.
Oh, right.
I mean, western edge of Fairfax County.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
It's not like Clifton or Great Falls,
I mean,
though.
The
right.
Only,
yeah.
The only thing that makes me think this trans individual was like in the class and not a date was I don't know the pronouns. They were wearing like a Nirvana shirt and looked a little long in the tooth. So I'm just saying, if I were bringing a trans woman to my 20 year, I want a hot little number.
You know, just
no. Early
you
20s.
You are such an ageist. It is ridiculous.
I want that brand new vag. You know, the odometer hasn't rolled over on just that thing yet. I'm just
wait until 18.
Well, if she's transitioning, everybody. It probably is brand new.
That's what I'm saying. That's yeah. But I'm saying this person might have transitioned even if they transitioned 10 years ago.
Oh, it's all worn out now
a little
at this
bit,
point.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Sure.
I can't wait till you eventually find the missus.
Uh-huh.
And she just doesn't number on you, man. You know what I mean? Like,
like a number two.
Hot Carls all around. Yeah. Give me the Cleveland steamer.
Exactly.
Good God. I told you it was going to go to shit. Literally.
No, she just like ruins him and breaks his heart.
No. She's just going
to
like.
That's already happened to him.
She's
going
to
like. Yeah. Because he's like. We're sitting here. We're cracking jokes, right? We're getting old. We're getting fat. Nobody's like, except for Eve, of course.
Yeah,
well, and Bill. Bill, you're a good-looking fella.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
I'm
not
saying
true
I'd,
at all.
I'd see it up close.
You.
He's a good-looking guy. You know,
I forgot who wrote the song "Forever Young," but it's about those two.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm like in the same age bracket as you guys.
No, you're not.
No, you're definitely not. You're definitely not.
Early 20s or mid.
Yeah.
Have you graduated to mid 20s yet?
Oh my God.
No, but my.
Trust me, I've got a decade on him. So
you're like
that took so much work.
You look like a cross between like Christopher Walken and Harvey Weinstein had a baby, and that's you, and you're like, I want a fresh, nice, fresh 18-year-old, beautiful, model bed.
Well, look at the chicks that Harvey was like banging. Yeah, Harvey was getting hot chicks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You're like, and?
I guess, I suppose he was.
I mean.
Not only that.
But he's also super rich.
There's a lot of ambiguity with a lot of citizenship situations right now, so
that's
like,
why you like 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah, exactly. So the
it's
old
a guide
American,
to dating
for, you pretty much, yeah. The old marriage into getting your citizenship is looking pretty good to a whole block of people right now, and I'm sitting here with my citizenship, just waiting.
Such a romantic.
Just waiting.
Such a yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna. I can't wait, man.
You can't wait till I am dating again or like seriously dating.
Yeah, because
what?
It's going to be like you're
not dating
your edges,
by the hour.
Your edges are going to soften. Like, yeah. Have, it, like the what am I trying to say here? The distance between who you are now and who you'll be if you ever want to keep a woman is so vast that like whatever woman helps you bridge that gap. I can't wait to watch that hilarious fall
just die alone.
Into like you wearing sweaters tied around your shoulders and shopping at J. Crew and wearing boat shoes and losing weight. You know what I mean? And like caring about yourself and getting on the right pills and not eating dog shit.
Revenge the Nerds.
Yeah, maybe combing your hair once in a while, you know, throw on some deodorant.
You can't comb curly hair.
Yeah, it's snappy. How dare you?
I mean, it's all salt and pepper, you know, deodorant. It's all that salt, you know, just, I'm just saying, it's going to be a fun. It's going to be a fun fall from
grace. So a transition, you're saying?
A transition of sorts, yeah.
Gags and I just want you to fall in love.
Okay.
That's what it is, yeah.
I don't care.
What yeah, if, I was about to say Bill yeah. doesn't care.
What if Dennis Rodman style, I have fallen in love with me? Bill gets it.
It's a great 30 for 30, by the way. I don't know if you watched
that.
That
was absolutely mind-blowing.
It was phenomenal.
I have not seen that.
It was really, really good.
Oh, you got to watch it.
Not going to lie to you.
That guy is just from another planet.
I didn't see it. I'm trying to think of the 30 for 30. I watched like 5 times for whatever reason with Christian.
Leitner.
Yeah. Because my.
I hate Christian Leitner, I believe was the name of the 30 for 30.
I have seen that one.
Yeah. I hate Christian Leitner. And he played with that little Irish boy from Jersey that my whole family was obsessed with because they're all from Jersey and they're Irish.
Irish Jersey boy. People.
Hurley?
Yeah, yeah. You sort of look like
Bobby Hurley.
Bobby Hurley sort of looked like Bart Simpson. but I watched it because my uncle
skin colored spicy hair.
Yeah, all the older generation of like the Jersey in my family, Irish Catholic, loved Bobby Hurley.
Oh God!
So I watched it and I was like, I hate Christian Leitner too, but he's funny.
So. That's funny. He does kind of look like Bart Simpson.
Let me look.
He does.
Yeah, he kind of does. That's pretty funny, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
if there was a human, if there was a human version.
Yeah. The technology at the Bob's Basement Studio.
That's called immersing the audience.
Yeah.
Oh, no, pardon me. Immersing. Immersing.
Well, now I want to watch the Dennis Rodman one.
Immersing
the really,
audience.
Really good.
What are some highlights? Really what are some highlights?
Oh, I mean, just him going through his whole depression.
Uh-huh.
To me, the basketball stuff was more interesting to see all the behind-the-scenes stuff
what
of
was,
what was going on.
His career was what? Just Pistons and Bulls?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no,
oh,
no,
was
no,
he
no,
like
no,
a whore after
no.
the Bulls?
No. Oh, no. He went to San Antonio and, like, flamed out there, like, with David Robinson. Because David Robinson, of course, straight at, you know, Naval
the
Academy,
Admiral,
straight at.
Man.
I mean, yeah. And it just did not work. He spent a part of a season in L.A. on the Lakers near the end.
Oh, yeah. Briefly.
But, yeah, I mean, it was the idea that when they were looking to bring Rodman into Chicago and they went and asked Jordan and Phil Jackson, hey, we're thinking about this. And, of course, he'd been on the Pistons when he played against them. And they're like, "What? How are you going to handle him?" And Phil Jackson was like, "Ah, it'll be fine." Like, there wasn't a big, long conversation. He was just like, yeah, I got it. Don't worry about
it. No, I mean, there
it.
There are certain coaches whose entire talent is they can handle those egos, and then there are other dudes that would completely
well,
wolf.
And I think part of it, too, was, I mean, Jordan wanted to put up with his shit. I mean, that's the way it was with everybody. Jordan would have been
matter.
Like, get this guy out of here.
You're
I don't, we don't need
Michael
this.
Jordan.
Yeah. you weren't going to screw them. And I don't think, like, again, with David Robinson, as great of a player as he was, he wasn't going to put the screws to Rodman and be like, no, you don't show up late. You don't dick around like this. we don't do this here. They didn't, because the Spurs have never been that way, but nobody was going to tell Rodman that. That just wasn't going to happen. Yeah. When he got to Chicago, I'm sure Rodman, knowing what Jordan was at the time, was like, I don't want to fuck with this guy.
Yeah. You ever have a cartoon made around you, Dennis? No.
Right.
Fuck your mother.
Right. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it's really interesting because they talked to him and they talked to his mom.
Yeah.
They talked to his ex-wife.
Carmen and Electra.
Her too. Oh, but man. His other ex-wife and his daughter that he had like no relationship with whatsoever. And it's really sad because he talks about how he knows, I mean, he admits, I was a terrible father. Uh-huh. I was an awful father. I feel awful about this now. But he says in the moment, he was Dennis.
How old is the daughter now?
She's got a daughter of her own.
Yeah, she's...
I mean, too old. He's a,
she's probably about your age. Yeah. Probably not much...
Oh, too old.
Mid-30s-ish, yeah. I would say.
Yeah.
Way too old.
But he's a grandfather now. She's three. Yeah. Three or four, something like that. But yeah, it was really well done. So yeah.
18 minus 3. Yeah.
Get out the pine saw.
That's right.
Disgusting. They talk about the North Korea stuff, like how he ended up with all the people that end up.
That's what I'd be interested.
Yeah, it's fascinating because like he brought all these guys with him, and they had no idea that Rodman basically had no clue what he was doing. Like all, it's actually watching this and then seeing what just happened with the NBA with Daryl Morey of the Rockets and saying, "Oh, we should support the protesters in Hong Kong," and China went,
shit.
Two big stone cold middle fingers, and we're like, well, guess what? We're not showing your games anymore and everything else, and they had to apologize.
Oh, and the NBA got rolled on him.
Yeah. So it's interesting to see how poorly they screwed this up when literally, what, 2-3 weeks ago, they showed Rodman screwing these old NBA players on this trip to North Korea.
Yeah.
They had no idea. No clue how horrible this was going to go. Like, he's singing happy birthday to King Kim Jong-il, and it was like,
dressed like Marilyn
what
Monroe.
The fuck is going on here?
It's just like crazy town. Yeah. Straight crazy town.
It's nuts.
And he said, he didn't even, if I'm not mistaken, he said he didn't even realize it was, oh, are we doing that? So wait, hold on. Everybody listen to Papa.
No.
Done. It's Dunskey's. You can have jokes on top of jokes. It's
jokes on jokes.
Yeah, it's joke harmony.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, you know, I won't make my wife and kid watch that part.
Okay.
We'll skip that. But no, I talked about how he like...
Priscilla Sebastian.
Papa's...
I'm going to talk to the brand of...
Papa's basement.
Just starting to do a fat voice.
Papa's basement.
Priscilla. Damn, now I'm still not getting it. Horrible.
You're not getting it. Why aren't you getting it?
She can do it.
Eva's
got it.
Do it. Eva.
No, I can't. I got to think about it.
You got to do it.
No.
Method. What do you need? You need to get in character?
I need some cotton for my mouth.
Do you need some green M&Ms? What do you need?
I can't.
Look how they massacred my boy.
There we go. That's better.
They massacred my boy. Look how they massacred my boy.
The orange slice.
And that's our show. Damn.
Did you know that oranges symbolize death in that film?
Yes, I did.
Sunny goes past, I think, like a poster of her orange juice or something like that.
Wait a minute, what? What
a sign. You know, the one with Don Corleone, Scarface.
Goodfellas. Yeah. Oh, Joey the Comic is in that.
No,
he's hitman number three.
He goes, what is it? Corleone dies with like an orange in his mouth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
gets shot the first time in among the oranges.
Yeah. And I think Sonny goes past like a kind of a billboard for oranges.
Oh, like an orange grove.
And then he's shot with oranges.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to understand that to an Italian American, when a Greek piece of shit starts dissecting the Godfather, it's there's a visceral reaction that happens. So I'm sorry, I'm back on board.
Right. Oh, what? But, is it like... Yes.
How does that Polish side feel?
Exactly.
I don't have a response for that. Eva wins. Drop the mic. I just got beta cucked right in front of your eyes by Eva Crichton.
And for the Italian half, is the response excitement that we deign to deal with the culture we birthed and then threw away?
I mean, that's who came first?
If you've ever seen Prometheus, we're the bald guys at the beginning.
Get the fuck! You got a meatball stain in your sweater there, Pops.
Just some hairy Greek drinking olive oil at the beginning and then disintegrating.
Disgusting.
Into retiring the Mediterranean, making your people.
Ruining Europe's economy, retiring at 35.
Oh, God. Oh, my. Don't even start me.
Sounds so nice.
Oh, life over there was insane. I had a cousin. I fucking loved this guy. Uncle Kostas, I think. And
was he a cousin or an
uncle? I'm trying. He was like a cousin, but he was like, I was in my early 20s. No shit. He might have been like a nephew. It was like this weird thing because my dad.
That's a leap, right?
I'm trying to remember now.
My uncle or my nephew?
He was my aunt and a lover.
It was
to fucking nail this guy down because he was like, it was this weird thing where my dad was like the youngest of nine. Okay. So he had a brother 18 years older than him. So I had like nephews in their fucking 50s. Like, I'm trying to remember. It was
that's wrong. That's wrong. A nephew would have to be the child of one of your siblings.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Family's hard.
It would just be a cousin.
It would be a cousin. Okay.
Yeah, it'd be a cousin that's 18 years older than you. Do I need to draw the family tree for you?
Riveting stuff right now. That was my dad's dog's baby mama.
And I went on Ancestry.com. No, it was your boy. Three hints.
No, it was
three hints.
It was Tom Crichton. I remember now. Yeah, it was at the Santilli reunion.
He was transitioning. He's
wearing heels.
Yeah. Well, this is your podcast.
You said my dad was transitioning.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who Tom Crichton even is. I just heard you mention him a couple
times. My dad.
And Facebook keeps suggesting him as a friend, and I'm like, I don't know
like
who that
is. I like the way these panties feel.
I assume he's related.
Baby. Oh, baby.
Good God.
This brassiere caresses my bosom right.
All right, so no one cares who it is to you, but
yeah,
someone in some
close blood relative. Yeah, he was like in his 50s.
So
when
close,
I was
you
20.
Don't know what he is, but that's
he was a nice dude. That's all I know. And he was one that actually spoke fluent English, so I could talk to him.
Stavros.
And he was telling me about his work day, and he like shows up at 9. He pretty much gets to sleep like noon till 1, and then like leaves at 3.
He had a union job.
Pretty much, yeah. He's like with the phone company or some shit.
There you go.
And then he was like, yeah, you know, like I'm in my 50s. I don't party like I used to. Like, and he was married on the second wife, but he's like, you know, I only stay out till like 2 a.m. every night now.
Oh,
like,
God.
It was just this fucking crazy island culture.
And they live forever.
Yeah, because like they're all just living on olive oil and seafood.
And red
like,
wine.
And they were just all very thin. Like, you know how a lot of Europe, like you would go to Athens and a lot of people were fat and shit. But like Crete, a straight up island still, they were all so like I'd never seen women that thin. Like it weirded me out at the time because I was like, where's the German bras, the big tits and ass? You know, like I didn't even get it. Now looking back, I'm like, why am I not there flaunting my American citizenship trying to get the misses? But yeah.
No, I just want to be clear. You went to Crete.
Yeah, for a couple
and
weeks.
Thought, where are the German broads?
No, it was
they're
just
in
like,
Germany, dipshit.
I know.
I went to Germany. I was saying, like, oh, these fucking Polish broads. I don't understand.
No, I am saying I was so used to, like, my taste, especially at the time, were just, like, broad with big jugs and big ass. Like, I very much enjoyed, like, you know, the brick shithouse type. And then, like, I saw these, like, very petite women. I mean, like, waist you could, like, put your hands around type stuff. And, like, probably for their size, crazy TNA. But it wasn't just spilling out of their fucking tops. Right. And I was just like, meh. And didn't care. Nowadays, I'd fucking lose my shit. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't now because they're, like, 15 years older than when I last saw them.
Yeah, you've aged well. But, yeah, you got younger and hotter.
Yeah. I'm eating like this to put collagen in my face. Oh, God. Well, oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's grease for you.
Right. Is that our show?
Your uncle's cousin's brother's whatever.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I had this guy in Greece who was like my uncle. Oh, no, he was like my cousin.
And
my
I
nephew.
Was eating dinner with him at a place that had a thatched roof and a mouse fell out of the thatching and onto the table of the people next to us.
And did your cousin nephew just eat it raw like Greeks are known to do?
Yeah, it was Greek sushi. Yeah,
just grabbed it by the tail. And
yeah.
How quaint.
He went, fuck are you, Stuart Little, and bit his head.
Great Zeus's ghost! I bet it smells. I'm telling you right now. I bet Greece just smells like...
Olives.
What do you think it smells like?
Olives.
No,
I hate olives, though.
It smells like laziness and shame.
It just smells like the ocean. It's pretty good, man.
You know?
Yeah. Ocean and body odor.
I would love to go to Greece.
Yeah, it
smells like Europe's
amazing.
Smoldering economy. You dragged the whole thing down. How do you feel about that? You ruined the European Union. The great dream that was the European Union. And you fucked it up because you want to retire at 40. Idiots. Oh, I'm stuck. Oh no, I can't do my job stepping on olives anymore. I got to retire and get government
healthcare. I love
healthcare.
You talking shit. Like Sicily isn't the kid who's getting picks neck the last for kickball.
Sicily. Like,
thank God.
You bastard. I'm not Sicilian. I'd rather you call me an asshole.
Are you fucking northern?
No, southern. Northern. What do I look like? Zoolander? Good God. Mugatu? No, that's a reference nobody gets. Eva's never even seen that movie.
What,
no,
Zoolander?
Southern Italian, baby. Yeah, Zoolander. You seen
I've
it?
I've seen Zoolander.
Oh, well, why didn't you laugh, damn it? That was
put
so funny.
Put a cork in it, Zane.
God, Eva, laugh at everything I say.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I laughed at that.
I'm bombing over here.
No, you're not.
No, but I had this guy over in southern Italy. He was like my 60-year-old nephew.
Cousin.
No, no, no. He was like my dad. No, no. It was like my third cousin, eight times removed. His name was Luigi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was a plumber.
And the bottom line is, the cool story is that one time I was eating dinner with him and a mouse fell out of the roof. Let me have 25 minutes of setup for that little doozy, for that little payoff.
You want me to fucking see that?
Great story. What were you eating? Feta cheese? Let me guess. Souvlaki?
Yeah, like literally at every fucking meal. It's like bricks of feta with vegetables.
Of course it is. No, southern Italian, man. Calabria, Naples, you know, the good stuff.
Naples is the armpit.
Naples is disgusting. Naples, I'm telling you, I've been to Naples. I got at the age of 19, because there's no drinking age in Naples, I was with a bunch of Marines on a ship, and I got drunk in the middle of Naples somewhere, passed out in like the town square, and woke up with all my stuff. So I don't know. Naples is called the City of Thieves. I got real lucky.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. To this day, I'm like, Jesus.
I woke up with all my stuff plus a few loads.
Well, my vibrator fell out. Yeah. But that's all right. Call back. Terrible. No. Italy's beautiful. Greece is disgusting.
Well, shit. I've brought things to a screeching halt. But
yeah. Everybody's left the live chat. Good job.
What do you want? It's a 90-minute episode, man. It's very special. Put on your heels. Trans for me.
It's the best. Wait, maybe there's...
Trans dance for me. Oh, shit.
I don't understand how YouTube works. I'm trying to communicate with these four fans that are in live chat. Yeah. Try to take this goddamn hunk of shit to the next level.
You mean the number has increased?
Well, by one, because I'm pretty sure your Stavros, your cousin brother, is is watching from I don't know, what's a city in Greece? Athens? That's the only one anybody knows.
Crete?
Can anybody name any other city in Greece besides Athens? And the answer is no.
Crete.
That's an island.
Crete's a country, isn't it?
Apollo.
There you go.
Zeusville.
Those are all accurate. Everyone, this is Papa's Basement. Opa!
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 Yeah. Thank you for making it through. You are a gentleman and a scholar. I know you want to get more Papa's Basement. Who the fuck wouldn't? Well, first of all, find us on Patreon. Do that and give us money on Patreon. Are you going to get any rewards whatsoever? Fuck you, no. But eventually we'll have something up,
Pop,
right?
Pop will autograph a bottle of Pine Sol for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, send it over for your pleasure.
And if you put it under a blacklight... I'll have written a special note.
It's Papa's meant... favorite blend.
Yeah. Yeah, do that. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever the hell you use, and YouTube, and tell your damn friends, man, please. We need, you know how much I paid to get some actual, like, growth going for this thing? $750. That's what I put into the show a couple of days ago. Yeah, suck it. You know what would be better than having to pay money? You fucking telling people, you goddamn mooches, just suckling at my saggy tits all these years, getting all that free laughter. No, tell people. Bill Roland.
Yes.
Bill's just like, why the fuck am I here?
It's fine.
God, kill me all. Bill, thank you. You
as always.
Bill Roland on Twitter?
Yes. Correct.
And the Roland has an H in it.
Yes, it does.
R-O-H-L. Eva Crickson, you don't really do social media, but they can find you on Facebook, and people have.
They have. Yeah. Yeah. And Orchard Eva, if I ever get back on Twitter.
Facebook and also cangirls.
Chatterbait. Yeah.
Chatterbait is Orchard. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Backdoor casting.
Q Papa naming every camgirl website real fast.
I really only know Chatterbait, sadly. I think there's like a bigger one, but Chatterbait's mine. I like Chatterbait. Yeah.
Nice. That's very good stuff.
Oh, what? Are we going to just play the music again? Yeah. Mr. Joseph Gagliardi.
Me?
Me? Yeah.
Yeah. Joey the Laugh Master on what is that? What was the old social media website?
Joey the Laugh Mazda.
Not Facebook. What was the other one?
MySpace.
On at Friendster. MySpace.biz. Friendster.
Friendster. Nice.
No, So Twitter and Instagram, the Mighty Joey G, Facebook, Natalie Joseph Gagliardi III or Joe Gagliardi. I don't know, man. I just hit me up. Just subscribe to the goddamn show. You know what I mean? Just go on YouTube, Papa's Basement, subscribe to this hunk of shit, and let's move along. Let's get some money.
I wanted to kill your mic as soon as you started. You know? We're going to do the normal outro sound bites that I play, but I had a couple bites that some friends sent my way. My buddy Pete did like several mock commercials for Hercules Safe and Lock.
That's hot.
My awesome. Locksmith company, so why not play those at the end?
Why not?
And my buddy on Twitter, Crip McWheels, I believe. He's in a wheelchair. So he goes by Crip McWheels.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love him.
He uses the...
put me down.
Was it the animoji? Like, he'll just make animojis talking like as a koala dog mm-hmm. or a dinosaur. He's a funny guy. I enjoy the animojis. We'll play one of those with zero context.
Is that on your Steve Jobs fanboy machine?
Yeah.
I don't have that featured on my vastly superior Android phone.
I will use my time machine to give money to Steve Jobs, stop the assassin's bullet that took the legs of Crip McWheels, and kill baby Hitler. You know, I'm feeling good.
You would do that.
Yeah, I'll kill that little baby. So I'll press that little reset button on his skull so hard. All right, everyone. Till the next one.
And that's my show.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way. Glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
Sup, Dad? Name is Marco. Boy on the street is, you gay. You like big vinegar cock in your mouth. You stupid fat boy. I come long way to tell you to go fuck yourself. You little bitch.
Hello, John. It's me, Mouse. I just come here looking for some cheese. Do you have any cheese? Cersei, if you don't have any cheese, I will fucking kill you. And then I will kill your mother. And then I will go in your fridge and eat all your fucking cheese, John. Give me the fucking cheese or I'll fucking kill you, John. John? Cheese? John.
Oh, pressure's building, folks. Pressure is building. Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia area. Things are getting wild. There's just pressure. Politics are insane. Whistles are blowing. There's an influx of unlicensed illegal locksmiths in the Northern Virginia area. The Virginia Department of Criminal Services, they're powerless to fight them. All they're relying on is your spoken-mouth testimony, and you're all filled with lies. And that's when we need a hero. Northern Virginia needs a hero to cover Fairfax, Arlington, Loudoun, Prince William. Fuck Chevy Chase. He's a jerk to people. We don't service Chevy Chase. Hercules, Safe and Lock. They will keep you safe and lock you into your house. Okay? No one plans to get locked out of their house or car. Your place is probably a wreck. You have secrets. That's why you lock your doors. So when you're in your moment of panic and need, you want a man to show up that knows shame. You want someone that could see how filthy your life is and go, oh, this is pretty nice. And you'll feel a little bit better because you're not that guy. Because you might have an auto lockout, a property lockout. You might have a little thing in the back of your head where you're like, man, I want to feel safe. But I just want an open thread that some weird guy that rekeyed my house might have a copy and come in the middle of the night and take me. And this is what you could get. Prepaid quotes. Fastest delivery time in the Northern Virginia area. 20 minutes. If there's any reason that he's late, it's because he stopped to get a pizza and it takes 30. So he's gonna be hot and ready to pick that lock. Unless you have a rekeyable lock and trying to skirt the entire security industry thinking you're clever, then it's going to be a drill out. I hate to break it to you, but we're going to get you a nice new lock that you could rekey, and you could pass that down for generations. Because honestly, criminals, they're just going to punch out your window. The lock is for show, but it's a good show. And you're going to keep on entertaining.